Welcome to the Unveiled Podcast. I am your host, Chief Jimmy Wyman with the Hampton Police Division. And today we have our guests, Sergeant Mark Birdsong and Ms. Crystal Bethay. Today we'll be having conversation related to the Safer Hampton Roads program. It's an initiative that we have in Hampton to make our citizens safer. And now at this time, I'll introduce Sergeant Birdsong. Tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Sergeant Mark Birdsong. I'm coming up on 21 years. With the Hampton Police Division. I spent, out of those almost 21 years, I spent 17 years in the canine unit. Worked a lot of aspects of patrol. Was put on a couple details every now and then with the canine, and landed the lifelong dream in the community engagement unit.
Lifelong dream, look at you, that's cute. Ms. Bethay, please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Crystal Bethay, and I am here in Hampton, Virginia, because I was in the military. I served 20 years in the United States Navy, and just decided to stay here once I retired in 2014. And so I'm a mom, a single mom. My son's on the autism spectrum. And so this was kind of, he was the,
inspiration.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate you.
Always.
for the program, so.
All right, and the program is your vision, and so I will probably lean to you mostly to explain it and what brought you to partner with the Hampton Police Division to, I guess, set this in motion. And if you want, give us some background and tell us how the program came to exist and what your expectations are with the program with this partnership with the Hampton Police.
Okay, sure. So in 2016, I believe, this was right around the time in the country where there were a lot of police shootings, and I went to a meeting at AME Bethel here in Hampton with the police department and other community leaders. And the theme at that meeting was just comply, comply. You know, everybody wants to make it home safe. And so at the time, I think my son was probably maybe 4 or 5. And we just found out that he was diagnosed with autism. And I'm like, well, what if you can't comply? You know, does that make it okay for law enforcement to harm my son in some kind of way? And so I had a resounding answer of no. So at the end of that meeting, I went and spoke with the police chief at that time, who was Chief Soltz. And he put me in touch with Lieutenant Scott Keller, who's now retired also. And that's where I met with him, and he actually got the concept very easily. And the baby was born.
And for the community, how that works for the police department essentially is we will have families come to us or parents come to us and indicate that they have a family member that may have a communication difficulty. And we essentially afford them the opportunity to convey that information to the police department. Our dispatchers, our officers through their computers, they get that information so they can readily identify somebody that might have a communication deficit. Autism might be one of those instances. And with that, we can reach out to that family member to help us communicate with that individual, to get them to, understand that they're not necessarily in harm's way and bring down the anxiety and the stressors of the incident. And so with that being available, once we get the call, then we immediately know that we may be dealing with somebody that's in need of additional services. And also we can reach out to somebody that is familiar to them to help us navigate communications.
Yes. And this program has actually like come in handy. I've heard a few stories where law enforcement was called, and because there's a radius, so like let's just say like where I stay at, the call may come from area, like from my area, but it may not be my son.
Right.
And it could be, well, you know, there's somebody in this area who's in this program. So if you haven't identified the person just yet, it kind of gives you guys an idea to, okay, let's kind of go in with, crisis intervention in mind. Mm-hmm. So we're not, you know, going out there just being really aggressive when maybe that's not the proper approach to take. And even with my son, so I've had to call emergency services a few times, and it's in like not just for the police department, but also fire and EMS, because they've even asked, like, is there someone in your house who who has some like cognitive deficits or something like that. So it's been very useful.
And to speak to that point, we use a perimeter and proximity association as well. So if you have a home that's in a radius that might have someone that's strayed away from the actual residence, but in proximity to it, it will still give us that alert. So again, to your point, and so when we respond, we know early on if the potential is that person in that area might have some mental health deficits, communication deficits, and then we can have the officers go in with the right state of mind.
Yes.
Just if they have non-compliance initially, they can also understand that that might be by way of communication or cognitive problems and things of that sort. So it helps us make everyone safer. It brings down the anxiety of the officers. It establishes better communication for the person we're coming out to speak to, and also affords the opportunity for that family member or caretaker to help us in the communication and respond. So the program has so many benefits, and this is part of our ploy to get more people that might have an opportunity to use or take advantage of the program to reach out and do so. Sergeant Birdsong, your contribution, sir? You mentioned something earlier about our stations that we have when we're out in the community.
Yes, every time that we get an opportunity to go out and engage with the community and actually set up a resource table, we're always promoting a Safe Through Hampton Roads program. We actually have the brochures available every time we have a resource table. It tells you a lot more in depth what the program is about, and it also gives you a QR code on the back where you can scan it right there at our table or take it home, scan it, and you can enroll your loved one into the program. We also pass out the Safe Through Hampton Roads little orange, I call them jelly bracelets, mm-hmm. and in hopes that their loved one, once they register them, will wear them. Sometimes they don't like to wear certain items, have watches, necklaces, or things like that. And another item that we give out is we actually have a sticker that the member can actually post it on their door, so when the officers respond, they can see this on the door or in the window and know that there's an individual living in the household that's actually enrolled in a Safer Hampton Roads program.
I see it also has another QR code on that as well.
Yes.
And the additional benefits of the brochures, the sticker, and the, as you call them, jelly bands.
Jelly
bracelet. Is awareness, because if someone should ask, because we may not have the ability to reach all members in the community, they might ask the question or ask about the program, and then that gives us a chance to give awareness and educate the rest of the public and community. And so our doors are open for that. And for anyone that's watching that may want to have additional information, they can go to the Hampton Police Division's website. And in the resources available, you also see the Safer Hampton Roads link, and you can enroll from there as well.
And we've also put out a training bulletin to all the officers that work in operations that know that this program is available, and we've actually had to go out to a home that we got the information from operations to actually visit the mother. Because of her daughter, and actually gave her the pamphlet and everything, and she immediately enrolled her daughter into the program.
And Ms. Bethay, what additional ways can the community or the police division support your effort?
Well, really just by, like, what you guys are already doing, and if there is, you know, anything that I can do additionally to support, you know, the effort, like if, like when there's back to school night, or like we have like, what's that, PTA, parent teacher night, mm-hmm. you know, at the different schools, mm-hmm. We can set up there. I can go and set up there. Again, this is my vision, my passion. And of course, initially started out because I was thinking of my son.
Sure.
But, now, to know that it's helping so many others, I mean, I am open and available to assisting. And just us working to continuing to work together, you know, because this is like, what did they call this? A grassroots,
grassroots program.
Absolutely. And so, and this is kind of how we build that collaboration and between citizens and police divisions, and you know, to let people know that the police are here to help, you know, despite what anybody may think.
Right.
And so once we get out there and we're coming together and we show people this, then you know, this opens the doors for others to maybe come up with some other grassroots programs that could help the community as well. So,
and we're open to that. And this is critically important again, because as you very well know, there are some children, some adults that are diagnosed with autism. Communication might be an issue, and you'll see more times than not, when an officer gets there and things are hectic, they try to give him commands and instructions. And it's a tragedy if, you know, that should turn violent by any means because communication wasn't effective or we didn't have the awareness or the resources to try to mitigate that. And so the program is important to us. And I know when I came and we wanted to reestablish and become extremely proactive in getting the information out there and supporting the program, having you come along to help us message that. And I guess the best benefit is for my own awareness to understand why you wanted to move forward with the program and the value that it brings to you. But more importantly, so much opportunity to others that are in your same position. And so with that, unless you have something to give us in closure there, Sergeant Birdsong, I'll stop talking.
No, we've actually, in some of our resource tables that we set up, we've actually had family members come by and actually look at the pamphlet and tell us that they've registered their loved one into the program. So there's many success stories that come from us engaging with the community, setting up the resource tables. So and it lets us know that we're making a difference out there.
Absolutely. Good stuff.
Yes. It feels good. It feels
absolutely
good. And I can say, like, when I first brought it up, I wasn't sure how it was going to be received. So when it got received just with no pushback,
sure,
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. That means we're doing the right things.
And yes, everybody's doing the right thing.
And
so
kudos to retired Lieutenant Scott Keller.
Yes.
Because he is the one that helped us navigate and liaison with you to make this happen. He's since retired, but he stays in touch.
He does.
And he does an amazing job. He has done an amazing job, so we appreciate him, and I'll take this opportunity to show our thanks.
Absolutely.
But outside of that, then this will end this session. I appreciate.
Hold on.
Oops, excuse me, go ahead.
It's November 5th.
Yes, ma'am.
2024.
Yes, it is.
Go vote if you haven't done so already.
Here you go with an election plug. All right, we're going to close it out on that.
I mean, hey.
Hey, you took your shot.
If you haven't done it, just go do it. Even though it's probably late, but
yeah,
still.
It's all good. For all those that are watching, we appreciate your attendance. And hopefully you will know somebody that may be in need of services. You'll reach out to them and communicate that to them. Hampton Police Division is here to support you in that effort. If you have any complications or difficulties enrolling your loved ones, just call us directly and we'll get you in touch with someone that can assist. And thank you for your time this evening. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Unveiled, a podcast highlighting the extraordinary men and women of the Hampton Police Division. To learn more, check us out on our social media and at hampton.gov/police.